right now. Not so nice. No.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Yeah. Nice things.
Yeah. Yeah, people that are just not cool, even if they put on cheap sunglasses. That's why we can't have nice things. And talk about being spotted in broad daylight. A man suspected of committing multiple robberies in Colorado was found while he was walking in the background of a TV news update that was about him. This happened this last Friday in Boulder, Colorado. One of the reporters, the guy doing it, Justin Adams, did a double take as he was reporting on suspect 26-year-old Richard Applequist. And as he's talking about Richard, he's like, wait a minute. And there's a guy in a hoodie that didn't seem bothered by the cameras pointing right at him. Whether he knew it was a report about him or not, I don't know. But the news crew called 911 and Mr. Applequist was in police custody within 10 minutes. Now that's being a part of the story.
See?
Right there.
Dum, 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 dum. You know those radioactive shrimp from Indonesia?
Boy, do I.
Well, soon we're going to be able to make our own right here in the USA. No tariffs. There's a company called Holtec International that wants to discharge 45,000 gallons of radioactive water into the Hudson River in New York. A federal judge agreed this is a very good idea. Critics, however, say it violates a ban on releasing radiological substances.
Well,
what could go wrong?
I mean, it's New York. It's not going to hurt it.
I know.
We'll still give it one of those. Couple of speeders and the reasons why. So police in Florida pulled over a Camry last weekend after it was caught racing a motorcycle at about 3 a.m. They didn't catch the motorcycle, but they caught the Camry. And my question is, somebody got a Camry up to 124 miles an hour. I don't know.
Wow.
The motorcycle hit over 140. But 124 for a Camry.
Crying out loud.
24-year-old driver David Stone, who was not, claimed he was speeding, though, because he, quote, had to use the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, they took him to a place that has one of those just, like, right there.
I know. Dum, dum, dum,
dum. Right there.
A lot of guys dream of being a football star, but if you haven't started by your senior year in high school, things aren't going to be looking good.
Yeah.
Unless you go back to campus. Kelvin Lupke is in big trouble today because he's accused of re-enrolling at White Bear Lake High School to join the football team. Fortunately, he's 22 years old.
Oh.
Officials are investigating, as are police.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't have to do time, can we maybe get...
How about new Cowboys?
Yeah, see?
We could help. Dum, 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 help. Dum. Let's go back to speeders and back to Florida speeders specifically. This guy, Florida man Michael Stanek, was pulled over for driving 107 miles per hour. That's way more reasonable. Plus, he had a convertible, which I think just in Florida, you have to do that. But yet again, we have, and I love when y'all do this, law enforcement, we have an officer asking why he's so fast.
Reason for the stop. We're going 107. Weaving in and out of traffic. Why are you going so fast?
I have an appointment with my barber.
Have an appointment with your barber. So you go 107 miles an hour.
I'm sorry.
Weaving in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
Putting other people's lives at danger. Now you get to go to jail for the night.
For the night?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go over 100 in Florida, they immediately just cart you away.
Time to go to bed.
And if you get to go to prison, they also have a place that can get you haircuts.
Aww.
So, see, they thought of everything.
You ever go up to a fast food counter and you say, hey, can I have some extra sauce?
Ooh.
Does it ever cost a dollar?
Ooh.
Sometimes, yeah. So what is the proper response? Do you A, pay the fee, B, say thank you but no thank you, or C, start thrashing the place?
Oh, definitely C. Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Brianna Haynes agrees. She's from Kentucky. And she destroyed a cash register and a computer stand after hearing about the price. But she also got something new. Some brand new charges of criminal mischief to go along with all that.
There you go.
Mm.
But she got a deal. Little Caesars. That's affordable.
I know. And do you really need all that sauce on pizza?
Not the sauce. Not the
pizza. Pizza. Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, let's go to this weird place. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, I think you got it.
You had three police on horseback. They're riding around Lubbock, Texas. This happened on Monday. And they saw a guy walking down the street instead of the sidewalk. Seemed a little suspicious, so they trotted up to him and they talked to the guy. And they thought he might have been on something, you know, police have seen a thing or two. So they asked to search his pockets. He said no. And then one of the cops on the horseback made a joke that got taken a little too seriously. He joked that this horse that I'm on is a drug-sniffing horse. You know those drug-sniffing dogs?
Oh,
well, this is a drug-sniffing horse. The guy didn't think it was a joke and immediately took off running.
Oh, boy.
they caught the guy, sure enough, yeah, 42-year-old Joseph Ramirez, evading arrest and had drugs on him.
Joseph.
The guy that, the Lubbock police officer that made the horse joke, Officer Trotter. Dum, 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 dum.